I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with EDC, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designers of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space. A very cool idea. Crystal, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, first of all, the question always is on a lead-off, what inspired you, or what was behind the creation of this business of yours?
Well, actually, I've always been designing clothes, and it started with creating clothes for my Barbie dolls and baby doll clothes. My mom thought it was a genius idea to teach me how to sew, to teach me patience. It didn't work, but I did learn a craft and skill, which is awesome. As time has gone on, I ended up marrying a military serviceman, and we have been traveling around the world for the past 22 years. And, you know, being a military spouse is quite challenging, finding a job from location to location. So what I did, as what some people will call a side hustle, is I would design clothes or make clothes for people I came across, women I came across, to, you know, grab some extra cash. And then after a while, my mom and my husband both said, you know, you have something here. You may want to consider, you know, creating a business out of this. So it didn't take long for me to catch on to the words of wisdom from both two significant individuals in my life, and that's how CCJ Designers Lounge got started. There was a demand there. Women wanted to learn how to make clothes, or they wanted their clothes custom made, hard to find fitting clothing. That's always a challenge. And I actually promote that stigma, one size does not fit all. And as women started to catch on to that, I realized, hey, there's something to it here. There's not many people out in my area who's actually doing this, so I decided to just go ahead and get the ball rolling on this. And it's been working ever since 2005.
Well, it inspires anyone listening, I'm sure, at the possibilities of, you know, you got a talent, the right circumstances. Sometimes people are forced into starting a business, but you've put talent with a passion. And now, who are the clients? I know you mentioned on how things kind of got rolling, but who are your clients today?
Well, currently, my number one client is someone who is just like myself, a professional who is married with at least one or two children, part of a PTO or PTA, some type of woman organization, professional, really trying to make some type of stability for not only themselves, for their families, and making a difference. And their image or their professional image is very important to them. They want to ensure that they're speaking the type of audience they want to receive. So it's my job to ensure that my clients, who are those professional women between the ages of like 35, 55, to really project that versatility. They definitely seek an image that takes them from day to night. They definitely want something that can bring them from classy to casual. My clients have a definitive goal in their image and what they want to project to the world. So that's very important to know and understand who that client is. Again, very professional, but at the same time, they need versatility because they have a family. They want that, not a quick fix, but, you know, 30 minutes or less and really look polished and clean and classy. And versatility, garments that can take them from day to evening, from the work, from the job, to a cocktail event or soccer after work. You know, dress it down, put on some flats from the heels, and here you have went from being a professional mom to a soccer mom. So that's very important. My clients need versatility. My clients seek versatility. My clients want something that gives them a classy, polished look, regardless of where they're at, even at the grocery store, versus what people consider the mom jeans or a pair of tennis shoes. They want something that gives them a little bit more classy appeal. So that's my number one client. They definitely have an image that and a goal of how they want to appear, and they come and seek me out to clean it all up and really project the image that they have envisioned for themselves.
Well, tell me what services are offered at CCJ Designers Lounge.
Well, the great thing about when I started making custom clothing for women is that I did receive a lot of requests for making clothing, learning how to make their own clothes. Some of the basic A-line skirts, whether they're fitted or A-line, some of my clients looked at it and said, you know, I used to know how to sew, and I want to get back into it. So that's how the idea of creating sewing classes or individual instructional classes came about. Those who have a definitive of what type of clothing they want to make, they come and ask, can I just teach them one-on-one? This way they can learn about fabric selection, how to pull or select patterns, fabric, and that's great because they're the quick, fast learners. They want to get into it quick. Then my class setting is my tweens, my young adults. They are looking to more actually potentially creating a career for themselves. Fashion design, illustration, marketing, you name it. They're really looking towards that. And learning how and what entails in creating a garment, that's important to them. I'm also do kids sewing parties. That's a lot of fun. Young kids, another way other than Chuck E. Cheese or some other franchise that bring kids together, sewing parties is a great way for the young kids to get together and have their creative juices flowing. They may not turn out to be sewers or seamstresses or fashion designers, but knowing they had that experience like ice skating for the first time, they can at least say, hey, I made my own skirt for the first time. I did it once. That was good enough for me. Also, I provide clothing rental. I do have quite a few clients that who don't want to spend $400 or $500 on a cocktail dress or evening dress for a one-time event. So if I have something available, they'll come on in, ask me, hey, Crystal, do you have anything in black? Sure, come on in. I have something that's potentially in production, you know, maybe for a photo shoot. They'll come in, check it out, and they, if it's in their size, they'll actually rent it out and return it within 2 to 3 weeks. So it works. It's a we go hand in hand with one another. Sometimes I can get something in production that may be for a photo shoot and almost customize it close to their body type. So this way I still have that ability to rent it out to another individual. So that's the great thing about having their clothes custom made or even having clothing rental. Those VIP clients get the first opportunity and first look of what's in production and can potentially rent it out. So those are just a few services that I do offer. Which is a great way to add versatility to my brand.
Today we are joined by Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designers of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space here on Enterprise Radio in association with EDC, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you build your brand, or how have you been working from that approach?
You know, after reading many articles, looking at different organizations and other entrepreneurs alike, I actually had followed some of the models that of Martha Stewart. We have to sit back and look at how did she really build the brand of Martha Stewart? And if you think about it, we pay for her ideas. She has a lot of advice, a lot of suggestions, a lot of ideas, and all the creativity she's received from all her viewers, she's been able to create an enterprise behind that. And that's kind of where I'm at now. My clients don't just come to me for services. They actually come to me for advice. They come to me for suggestions. They come to me for my creativity, my ideas. I may not always turn an actual sale, but you better believe my clients do seek me out first, because they know that I'm going to provide them with something that they can leave with to help create that versatile wardrobe, to create that versatile image, to help create their vision and make it come to life and mold it into what they see their personal best or their personal vision is for themselves. So it could be, for example, it may not deal with clothing. It could be accessories, where to find the best accessories for a current outfit they have that they really need to have it pop or stand out or make it noticeable. 5-minute makeovers to where you can just do a quick 5-minute makeover to your face and look polished and clean when they walk out the door. So it's more than just creating a woman's custom-made garment. It's about creating an overall image for that individual meeting their particular needs, wants, and dreams. So that's how I build my brand, and it's been awesome. It's a great market, a way to market the business, and that's how quite a few people have actually found me. Some of my clients sought me out because of the advice I provided to them, which not, like I said again, not only, not necessarily turned around an actual sale, but it definitely brought me clientele. So that's great.
What keeps you creatively motivated?
Wow. There's so many things that keep me creatively motivated. However, my clients keep me motivated. They're the ones who just always come to me with some type of new idea, vision, something where they say, hey, Crystal, guess what? You know, I had an idea for a garment, but I kind of want to change it up. Maybe add a little color here. Maybe add a little feathers here. They keep my creativity alive. I love the ideas. I love the visions when it comes to me, especially my tweens when we're doing sewing classes. Some of it may be a little what I would call out there, but we still can bring it and create some type of great vision, because it's not about my vision. It's about bringing their vision to life, bringing their creativity to life, to bring their what they see as beauty in their world, in their mind, and just really creating garments and a complete overall image and look from that. So my clients keep me motivated. Without them, we can't have those creative juices manifest. And I love working with them. I love joining our creativity together. I just love the ideas that so many different ideas, whether it's inspired by what they see other people wearing, what they see in a magazine, what they see on TV, nature can bring creativity into a garment to life. So my clients and my surroundings always help me keep motivated and bring in new and fresh ideas, which is seems like more ideas and vision are happening than I can get them to come out into the fabric and into the clothes. So keeping up with my clients have been a challenge just alike. But that's definitely what keeps me motivated, my clients.
And definitely the passion is overflowing without a question. Tell our listeners where they can get more information, also to be in contact with you in regards to CCJ Designers Lounge, obviously online.
Well, my website is www.ccjdesignerslounge, and that's with an S, .com. You can also find us on Facebook. So if you look up on Designers Lounge on Facebook, like us there, and you can get to see a lot of the quotes and items that we're making, up-and-coming events. Also, you can email us at info at ccjdesignerslounge.com. So there's different ways you can definitely reach out to us, and we welcome all new clients. We're looking forward to the next round of sewing classes coming up in October, and we're excited. This is an exciting time for us. We're really building, and I just enjoy the fall season. New garments, new ideas, full of color, so we're ready to go.
Definitely exciting. Now, in conclusion, customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like you have or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
Well, absolutely, do a market research. You need to know who your customers are. I have a niche business. I knew exactly who my customers are. I definitely know what type of lifestyle they're living. So important. And make sure there's a demand. In every location, there's not always a demand for this type of service. It definitely has been a challenge. Now that I live in the Northern Virginia area, this is an ideal place to start this style of business, especially a sewing lounge. People who want to learn how to sew, everyone wants to learn how to sew. Home economics is pretty much non-existent. So there's always a market for teaching and learning how to sew. So I would strongly suggest make sure you do your market research. Make sure there's a demand out there. Business plan is always key. You have to have at least a 5-year vision plan. And also, marketing is also a challenge in this style of business. You definitely have to reach out and get creative in putting the word out of what it is you do, how it is that one can actually gain from this type of business, because you're in the market of retail, and the department stores and retail definitely will challenge you. Sometimes you lose clients based on a really good sale or a demand that is a little bit more than a 3 to 4 week turnaround. So you definitely want to build your brand. You definitely want to do your market research, and you definitely want to make sure there's demand for the type of service that you're about to put out. And I just say definitely have a business plan. It's going to be important.
Definitely is. She is Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designers of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space. And the website of reference, once again, is simply CCJDesignersLounge.com. Crystal, certainly been good to have you join us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric, and you have a great one.
Hey, you too. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with EDC, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you are certain that you do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.